The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. We have these past couple of days of Easter seen parts of Jesus' Eucharistic discourse in the Gospel of John, this bread of life discourse, where Jesus says that his life is our life. His flesh is meant to become flesh in us. Right? This is how Jesus creates a whole Christian people. We have two signs of this also in the Acts of the Apostles, that first reading that we read today. The first is this, that the book, at least in the Greek, is not called the Acts of the Apostles, it's called the Acts of Apostles, right? Acts of Apostles. Now, I think too much, right? So I think this is massively significant, and you think this is ridiculous, right? This is too early, Father, for playing these games. It's, you know, Acts of the Apostle, right? The Acts of the Apostles, right? It sounds like past perfect, right? For all of us grammar nuts out there. It sounds like it's completed action in the past. The Acts of the Apostles. Okay, great. Nice little book. 2,000 years ago, it's done, right? The Acts of Apostles is a little more open-ended, right? In the sense that this is the beginning chapter in the whole history of the church. And we're part of that, right? So having it be a little more open-ended gives us the sense that we are, just as the apostles were, we are Jesus' body. We are, say, helping to usher in the age of the Spirit, which is what's happening here, the age of the church, the age of the Spirit, God alive and active in and through his Son Jesus, right? This is the first chapter of, say, many that we are now continuing as a church and as a people. Okay? The other indication we have that this is our mission to be Jesus in the world and to embody God's love in his life is that how Jesus approaches Saul on the road to Damascus. He says, "Why are you persecuting me?" Well, who are you? Right? But why are you persecuting me? Saul is not going head to head with Jesus. He doesn't think he is. He is arresting the followers of Jesus. And Jesus stands there and says, "Why are you persecuting me? Not my followers. Why are you persecuting me?" And St. Paul has in his letters a great many indications of the people of God, right? The followers of Jesus as the body of Christ. And we might find its beginning in seed form in this passage. So, my friends, we have a lot of work to do. Because if we encounter in our lives places that seem to be untouched by the love of God, right? If we find in our lives injustice around us, or we find perhaps in our relationships a lack of love or generosity, then We have work to do. Because what we're finding there is a part of the world that hasn't had the gospel preached to it, right? Go out to all the world and tell the good news. There are parts of the world and parts of our own lives where we need to bring the good news. The good news of God's unending love for us, right? And we bring it, we bring that good news of God's unending love for us by first coming here and asking God to show us his love and asking him to give us the courage and the strength to show that love to the people around us.